Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy afternoon it's been. What a busy evening it's been. Congratulations to Nikola Jokic. This man is now a three-time NBA MVP. He won the award tonight. He beat out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic. He's won three out of the last four MVPs. Unfortunately for him, the Denver Nuggets are in an 0-2 hole against the Timberwolves. And speaking of basketball, right now, this minute, this second, in Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Indiana Pacers lead the New York Knicks 64-54 in the third quarter, it's the second quarter. There's 3 minutes left in the first half. And guess what? Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks is dealing with a sore right foot. Oh, the New York Knicks just lost. Not Donovan Mitchell. Hickey, what's the Mitchell's name from New Orleans?
Mitchell Robinson.
Joel Embiid yanks on his leg. He was already hurt. Now he's done for the season. This is, let's see if the Knicks can hold on. They have a 1-0 series lead. Thank you so much to our guest earlier on in the show, Carrington Harrison from 610. Kansas City Sports talking about Rashee Rice and guys already in trouble. 8 counts for driving like a nut. 8 felony counts. And then he punches a photographer, allegedly on Monday. Wild stuff. Anyway, if you want to holler at me, it's 855-212-4227. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, you just heard him. He's in New York City holding it down on the boards. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. And so if you want to listen, like Marianne in Rochester, New York, thank you, Marianne, for calling a few minutes ago, put the Odyssey app on your phone. That's how you listen. Are you ticked off at your radio station? Or you listen to me late at night, but now you're like, where are you? Odyssey app, easy. If you live somewhere, you can listen live on your local affiliate. Good, do it there too. You can always listen on Sirius XM. Do you have Sirius XM? It's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. I'll keep you updated on what's going on with these New York Knicks. They just showed Reggie Miller on the screen. Yuck. Can't stand him. Hickey, did you see that smile he had on his face? Why is he smiling? Because Brunson is hurt?
I think he's enjoying the everything right now that's going on, Pacer-wise.
Oh, man. Yeah, everything about the Knicks is just Brunson. If he's hurt, then it cooked. Just call a season a wrap right now.
That's it? You wave from the white flag, give the Pacers the Eastern Conference final appearance?
If Brunson is not playing, where are they going to get points from? Miles McBride?
I see Alec Burks is coming off the bench. There you go. Dust him off. I don't think he's played since January.
They didn't even need to trade for him. Like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? And it's not even him. Bogdanovich is pretty much out, too. He got a broken foot. Like, the Knicks are just, everybody's hurt. And Hickey, you want to know what's next? People are going to say it's Tibbs' fault.
He's playing the guys too many minutes.
That's what's coming next.
He ran him into the ground in December, paying for it now in May.
Every Knick that got hurt is because of him. Every one of them. And I don't know. Maybe it's true. I don't think. I think he gets too much crap. I think there is something to be said. I think certain games in the regular season, he does let guys. He runs the regular season games like they're playoff games. He doesn't have any type of give. God bless him. I'm not mad at his minutes in the playoffs because he got no choice but to play these guys if he wants to win. But maybe all of this has caught up to Brunson. I don't know. Hey, guess what? It's also Wednesday. That means I gave you a top six list. And, you know, let's listen to Nikola Jokic, because after he won the MVP, Nikola Jokic inspired tonight's top six list. We gave a list of the top six international players that the NBA has ever seen. I'll tell you the list in a second if you missed it. But let's listen to Nikola Jokic. He spoke to TNT after he won the award. And this is what he had to say about what winning the MVP means. Listen.
I mean, I don't know. It's a really hard question, you know. So probably, some people say it's the best player in the best team. But I don't know. Probably the guy who helps the most valuable, who like the team cannot play without him. I don't know. Probably that.
He doesn't know. He's like, damn it, they just gave me the award. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? I give it to one of my horses. So with three NBA MVPs, Nikola Jokic joins Moses Malone, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, and Larry Bird as the only players with three NBA MVPs. And the only individuals who have more than three are Bill Russell and LeBron James with four MVPs. Michael Jordan is by himself with five MVPs. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has won more NBA MVPs than anybody in NBA history. Kareem has six. And so Nikola Jokic is not in any type of, shabby company. Like, these are the best of the best, and he's amongst them. And, I mean, damn it, appreciate him while you got him. I know it's not so easy right now against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nikola Jokic is one of the best. He's one of the greatest that we've ever seen. It's kind of crazy. And we know he's the consummate professional, the great teammate. And he wanted to let you know that my teammates, it's them. I'm the reason. Well, damn it, they're the reason I won, even though he's lying.
We got to start with the teammates, you know. Without them, I'm nothing. And without them, I cannot do nothing, you know. So coaches, players, organization, medical staff, strength coaches, development coaches, you know, it's all one big circle that I cannot be whatever I am without them.
Yeah, just Nikola Jokic talking to TNT, winning MVPs, microwaving his dinner in the background. Yeah, it's just a normal day. Everything is so normal here that even Shaquille O'Neal told him, man, I didn't think you deserved to win. No, he didn't say that. Let me correct it. I don't got to correct anything. Listen to what Shaq said on TNT to him.
Joker, as the president of the Big Man Alliance, you are the vice president of the Big Man Alliance. You know I love you, the best player in the league. I want to congratulate you, but I want you to hear from me first. I thought the SGA should have been the MVP. That's no disrespect to you. But congratulations. And what do you guys have to do to get back on track versus Minnesota?
Thank you, Shaq. We don't judge people here, you know, so that's fine. It's your opinion. I'm joking.
Hey, all good. I love you. I love your brothers. One thing we always going to do is keep it real with each other. Congratulations.
Hickey, he said he loves his brothers. The same brother that, like, punched a fan in the back of the head the other day?
I know Shaq is, massive, smart. That's a political answer right there. You don't get on their bad side.
You want the brother, because Shaquille O'Neal, he'd lose to both of the brothers, right?
Yes.
They beat him up?
Yes, he would.
They would. They would.
Yes, he would. Shaq, smart man to get on the right side.
Shaq, 20 years ago, I'd say Shaq would beat them up himself.
Yes, agreed.
But Shaq in 20, what year are we in? 24?
2024.
Jokic's brothers would beat up Shaq. Sorry, Shaq. My apologies. I don't need to hear from him later. Anyway, thank you to Jokic. I guess I'm not saying thank you to his brothers. They ain't doing nothing to me. If his brothers punched me, thank you. They punched me right into retirement. So feel free to punch me. Outside of that, yeah, the top six list. International players. At number six, I gave you Steve Nash from Canada. At number five, I gave you Pau Gasol from Spain. Him and his brother, I guess, well, it's crazy. Pau was skinny. Mark was kind of hefty. Mark won Defensive Player of the Year. Pau won the championships. Number four, I gave you Giannis Antetokounmpo. Top international players that the NBA has ever seen. And number three, I just gave you the three-time MVP in Nikola Jokic. And number two, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Yeah. And then at number one, it's the only man to play 21 years with one team and a championship MVP, and he's sixth in scoring. He's German. It's Dirk Nowitzki. It's Dirk. There's a lot of other international players. One of our callers said, hey, look at Patrick Ewing. He's from Jamaica. Like, man, that's across the street from me. That's all my cousins, my family, my barbers. Jamaica's it's like right here. Come on. At least for me. I don't think Jamaica's international. Nigeria, now that's international. I got to get on a plane for 18 hours to go. Sheesh. 855-212-4227. A lot of great international players. Someone had mentioned Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker. There's Drazen Petrovic and Vlade Divac and Dikembe Mutombo. Come on. Congo. 855-212-4227. Rick, he's calling from Baltimore, Maryland. Rick, how are you, man? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I'm very good, JR. How are you tonight?
Very well.
Good, good. Listen, I think you already blew me out of the water when you ruled out Ewing, because I was going Tim Duncan. I know he's U.S. Virgin Islands, which is technically a territory. But if you included him, I'd put him in three or four range there on your current list. It's a great list, but I'd definitely bump him up if you counted him.
I would, too. Absolutely. I would.
List, your rules.
Yeah, nah, but I probably would have put Tim Duncan maybe. I'd have a fight with myself between Tim Duncan and Hakeem.
Definitely behind Hakeem. But, like, it's a little tough with Dennis and Tanko and Kent, you know who I mean.
Giannis.
And Giannis, because they've got some more years to go. So right now I'd probably put Duncan ahead of Giannis, but I could see that being different at the end of Giannis'
career.
Yeah,
no, I think I'd put I'd definitely put Duncan ahead of Giannis just because of the longevity and the skills. They're two different players. Giannis' game is built on power, speed, and athleticism, whereas Tim Duncan was just – he was skill all day. Hey, Rick, you cooking dinner? You making dinner? What you doing?
Cleaning up from dinner and getting ready to play chess with my son here.
Oh, that's lovely, man. That's a family affair. Hey, Rick, you have a good night, okay?
Yeah. You too. Take care.
Hey, no doubt about it. Hickey, that's cool. We connect with families. That's nice, right?
That is very nice. Good luck to Rick playing chess. It's a tough game. Very tough game.
He's like, hey, yeah, I'm cleaning up dinner. I'm going to sit down and play chess with my son. Like, what are you going to keep the radio on in the back? That's cool, Hickey, right?
Not bad.
Am I background noise? What am I?
I guess, yeah. That's pretty cool. I like listen to some sports, play some chess.
Yeah, it's not bad. I saw the guys. There was a guy, I think he was from Nigeria. Yeah, he was. Then there was a guy from Nigeria who just set the Guinness Book of, I don't know how the hell you call it. He set a Guinness Book record for longest guy playing chess. He was in Times Square playing for like, I don't know, 3-4 days. Did you see him?
No. He was there for 3 or 4 days consecutively?
Just playing. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Let me Google this. Nigeria. You should see the things. Maybe you shouldn't see the things that I Google. Nigeria. Chess man. Times Square. I'll tell you right now. Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate Tunde Onakoye.
Wow.
Broke the record for the longest chess marathon after playing for an extraordinary 60 hours nonstop in New York City's Times Square. what is that, 2.5 days?
Yeah.
Long enough, right?
That's, I mean, Times Square, you talk about it. Probably the worst place to try to play chess.
No, he had an audience. People were, you know, cheering him on. He had people that came and, you know, they gave him a blanket and you know, a jacket here or there.
Hopefully some food.
Well, I think he had to take a break.
Well, can you?
I don't think he slept, though.
I mean, not to get technical here. Can you take a break? Like, I feel like if you're going to break the record, you got to be eating and playing at the same time.
I think he did. I think he took a break to maybe, I mean, he didn't just poop on himself for 3 days. You know, just.
Well, then I think we got to, you know, revisit this.
Hey, look.
That should be consecutive. Like, as soon as you get up from the table, clock stops.
Yeah, he's unprecedented. 60 hours playing.
That is impressive.
Nigerian chess whiz stays up more than 50 hours playing. Like, what?
That is pretty crazy.
What's the longest you've been up consecutively?
25 hours?
Just a day? So what, a day or 2 days?
A day. I mean, I wouldn't say just a day. I would say that's kind of, no, I mean, not impressive, but I would say it's no small feat.
I've been up for 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know, like,
what do you mean you're up for 2 days? How is that? What are you doing?
Like, you miss a night of sleep. Like, you get up. Like, let's say you get up at 8 a.m. on Monday, right?
Okay.
You don't sleep Monday night. You're up all night. And then you don't go to sleep until Tuesday at, let's say, 8:10 p.m.
That's, what are you doing where you skip a whole night of sleep on Monday and you're still awake and functioning on Tuesday?
Working, ripping, running, doing things you're not supposed to do.
Sheesh.
You never had like a late night and just did not go to sleep and you're like, crap, it's 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and you just go?
Like, you mean like late night, like out on the town?
I've had combinations.
I mean, I've had late nights, but I could not imagine having a late night then basically walking outside, like, okay, like now it's time to go to work or time to be productive. I could not do.
Yeah,
I'll give you credit.
Don't knock until you try it.
Maybe we'll try that here one day. I'll go out after the show, go out all night, go right out from that to here, and we'll just see how it goes.
I don't think it's gonna go good.
No, I would. I may not have a job after that.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go good. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done it in a long time.
That's impressive. Listen, 48 hours is impressive.
Yeah, it's not. I don't. There's another level where your brain goes. You feel like your brain is about to leak out of your ear. It's not.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's not good. Not an advocate for it. Speaking of not being an advocate, we're going to take a break. And speaking of a break, the New York Knicks and the Pacers, they're in a break. The Pacers lead the Knicks 73-63 at halftime. Jalen Brunson, who's been dragging the Knicks along, only has 5 points in 8 minutes. Why? He had to exit the game. With a hickey, what do they call it? A sprained right foot? Is it hurt? Like,
they are calling it a sore right foot.
Oh boy, a sore.
Sore right foot, questionable to return.
Yeah, not good for Jalen Brunson. They have been counting on this man to go out there and score all the points. Somebody else not having a good day. He's related to baseball. He may not have a good day for 33 years. I'm going to explain on the other side. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, good news here, I guess, for the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson just trying at halftime to get some shots up. Looks like he's going to go out there and try to play some ball. And Josh Hart is checking in on him to see how he's doing. The third quarter is just underway. 75-63. Jalen Brunson with a sore foot. He's out there on the court. He's going to try to give it a go. We'll see what he has. Maybe Hickey, I don't know. How many shots did they give him in his foot?
Hey, I mean, if the story's ever written, 54 years ago today, Willis Reed on one leg comes out. Now, we can't say led the Knicks to victory. I mean, he played, what, 2 minutes? Whatever it was.
Walt Frazier lit him up. I think 37 points. Yeah,
you're right about that. So he was the hero, but everyone obviously talks about Willis Reed coming out there and giving some inspiration. I mean, in this building, it feels like the story is written right now for Jalen to go off 20 points, second half, lead the Knicks to victory. JR, lock it up.
Too good to be true. I'd love it. I hope it happened. I'm being a pessimist in hopes that me being a pessimist will make it happen. That's my logic, Hickey.
I like it. Okay.
That's my logic. Speaking of bad things happening, this is terrible. You know what? I want you to listen to this news today from ABC7.
I'm Ellen Leben-Lang from ABC7. Breaking news, Dodger star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter agreeing to plead guilty to federal criminal charges. Ipe Mizuhara illegally transferred almost $17 million from Ohtani's bank account without his knowledge to pay off gambling debts with an illegal sports betting operation. He faces up to 30 years in federal prison.
The last I looked, it was 33 years. Who's counting, right? I mean, 30, 33 years. I don't know. Is he going to spend that many years in prison? I don't know. I know I'm not going. It's not me. 33 years. To do what? Gamble away Shohei Ohtani's money? Hickey, look, I ain't no legal analyst. This was fast. And I don't know. Maybe it's because he pled guilty right away. They have all the evidence that they need, but typically things like this happen. I feel like it takes forever. We had this situation done in, what, 2 months?
Yeah, I think even less, right? Didn't happen opening weekend. I guess you're right. That was like, I was a good thing of late March. You're right, 2 months. Yeah, you're not wrong. This usually takes, I mean, what, half a year?
How long does it take the NCAA to punish somebody?
I mean, Mizuhara probably would pass away from old age before the NCAA would come around and punish him for what he did.
Yeah. 33 years. Damn. Yeah, well, this is what he asked for. And, Jalen Brunson is he's out there trying to make some making some things happen. 77-70, the New York Knicks are in the mix. And speaking of in the mix, we had this conversation yesterday, Hickey. I know you remember because you're right here with me every day. We talked about Austin Rivers' comments about NBA players being able to, he said 30 NBA players could go play in the NFL today. He doesn't believe he could take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA, right? And I don't know if this is just a masterstroke of timing. Today, we actually found out that there is a former NFL player who is now going to be playing basketball. Do you remember Devin Funchess? I remember Devin Funchess from the Carolina Panthers. He actually had a 840-yard receiving season, 8 touchdowns in 2017. That ain't too shabby. 840 yards and 8 touchdowns? I'd play that. He hasn't played consistently since 2018. I mean, 2019, Hickey, he was on your squad in Indiana, and he's basically been a practice squad here and there. He hasn't really played in the NFL in about 3 or 4 years. He's been gone. Well, he's not trying to go back to the NFL. He's trying to play in the NBA. He signed a deal today with the Basketball League of Colombia. It's a professional basketball team. The Caribbean Storm. This is where he's at. And he said, this is not my end goal. Listen to what he said. This is where he's trying to go.
My end goal is the NBA, you know, get a few seasons over there, just like I did in the NFL. And just to be able to compete against the best players in the world, that'd be a blessing to me. You know, I've done it in the football realm already, and it's nothing but dedication, repetition, and just having fun.
That's what he told TMZ Sports back in November. He turns 30 years old in a couple of days, actually, a couple of weeks. He turns 30 years old on May 21st. He is 6'4", and when he played football, he was 225 pounds. He was a big wide receiver. At that size in the NBA, he'd be a point guard. He'd be a small shooting guard. And I think this goes to the conversation we were having yesterday, where it's just like, this man on an NFL field for his position, he's a big dude. In the NBA, he'd be small as hell. And he's 30 years old. I mean, what are the odds? He's about to be 30. What are the odds that he makes it to the NBA? Hickey, you think you're going to see him playing for the Orlando Magic?
The odds? No. I mean, maybe if the Charlotte Hornets, like in game 82, need to lose on purpose to, like, secure a draft spot, then maybe we could see Devin Funchess sign to, like, a 10-day contract.
Yeah, he could go out there and play instead of LaMelo Ball, because LaMelo never plays. So, I mean, that would work out for Devin Funchess. I like it. Look, people should have dreams and goals and aspirations. In the case of Devin Funchess, I had no idea that he was even trying to play basketball. I had none. Like, I'm sure I read the story and his name popped up a couple of months ago. I didn't even remember he's trying to make it in the NBA. Good for him. I remember a couple of years ago, there was that one guy on the Los Angeles Lakers, the G League team. It's like this guy had salt and pepper hair. He's a young guy, just, you know, salt and pepper hair. And I guess young isn't a basketball player. Like, for life, he's like 30-something years old. And he had like one game for the Los Angeles Lakers. They called him up. And he was balling. Hickey, do you remember this story?
Yes. Yes.
It's like some G League guy, some older G League guy. Like, every Laker was hurt. They had no team. It was like the end of the season. And this guy came up and had, like, I don't know. He had the game of his life. Good for him. I don't know if that's in store for Devin Funchess. I don't know if the NBA needs a 6'4", 30-year-old point guards who have never played in the NBA. Not to disrespect Devin Funchess, and this probably would be taken as disrespect. If he's going to get a chance, I should get one too. Okay, I'm barely 5'8". Give me a chance. Not Devin Funchess. Let me play. Please. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You just heard Hickey. The New York Knicks, they got Jalen Brunson on the court. And on the other side of the break, when we come back, we got to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Give you a great recap of everything that took place during tonight's show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Jalen Brunson inspiring a comeback? What? Knicks right now leading 84-81. Jalen Brunson had to leave the game early on after 8 minutes due to a sore foot. And he's back on the court right now. He's got 8 points. He's inspired in the Knicks. Guess is what he's doing. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to tell you about the latest dumb, ridiculous thing that the Raiders have done. And then we'll go ahead and share with you a couple of amazing things that took place this day in sports history. Ashley, calling from Sacramento. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Ashley?
Yo, what's up? It's the first time I'm calling in. Pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me, you know. But I just wanted to say, in regards to the Devin Funchess, like coming to the NBA, I kind of hopped on at the end of that talk, but I think that it would be pretty interesting to see a guy like a Devin Funchess, not necessarily him specifically, but a guy like a Devin Funchess come into the NBA, because he's going to be a little bit of a bigger guard than your prototypical NBA guard.
Whoa.
So I feel like that would be a really interesting matchup, and one that might be able to be dominated
but
in the post.
Ashley, he has to be good. He's 30 years old. Like that, it'd be interesting. Well, it'd be interesting to see an ant body slam an elephant. But you think you're gonna see it?
I mean, I don't think I'm gonna, but it'd still be interesting to take a look and see what that might look like. But again, I'm not necessarily saying punch it himself, because he is 30, and you know, I don't know what type of NBA or like. What type of basketball game you got?
Well, Ashley, this is don't worry about it too much, because we won't see it, okay?
Of course.
Okay.
One quick little trivia that I don't know if you know, but it'd be pretty cool to let you all know on the radio. But did you know that that Otto Graham was on the Sacramento Kings back in 1945?
No, doing what?
He was actually, I'm not 100% sure, but I think he was a small forward. But he came off the bench and helped us win a championship in the NBL.
Okay. I don't know about the Sacramento Kings, Ashley.
Well,
but
it was Rochester Royals at the time.
I was like, that doesn't make sense, because they weren't there yet. Well, thank you, Ashley. I'll look into it, okay?
All righty, cool.
All right, thank you so much. Well, thank you for coming by with the information that nobody really cared about. Appreciate that. I'll look it up, though. When he said Sacramento Kings, I had to go, wait a minute, that they weren't there. Let's get another call in. 855-212-4227. Nate is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, let's give you your flowers real quick. I've been listening to you for a few years. Love the show always. Hickey, love his show. But my friend, Linnell is the man. That's going to be your young gunner right there. However,
the who? The what?
Yeah. Ask him about the youngest in charge.
Hold on a second. Who?
Linnell.
Oh, Willingham. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, the youngest in charge. I was listening to him when he first got on in D.C.
You don't have to tell me. I know him personally.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we know you come to D.C. a lot. But I just want to kind of give you my prediction for the finals. And by the way, if the Knicks win tonight, they're going to sweep them.
Okay.
The Pacers, right, but I got the Knicks and Timberwolves.
The Knicks are gonna make it with like three players healthy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's just hot take it, and they win the whole thing.
The Knicks.
Yeah.
What were you drinking tonight? I want to get some when I get off air.
Water.
Okay. All right.
JR, I appreciate you, brother. I'll hit you up on YouTube.
All right. Thank you so much, Nate, for Washington. Yeah. Hickey, I wanted what he had, but I've been drinking tea and water all night.
I've been drinking water, too. I'm not thinking the Knicks are going to win the title.
And maybe I need to put some Jack in my water.
Something like that.
Hey, you know, speaking of crazy things, did you hear earlier today, and maybe you did, Therion Arnold, who is now a member of the Detroit Lions, the Raiders were interested in him, as well as as Brock Bowers. And we know that they took Brock, and everybody had to go, wait a minute, you just got a tight end in Mayer from last year, and now you're going to add Brock, and what the hell are you doing? We also, this is the most Raiders thing ever. They bring in Tom Telesco, who is a reject from the Chargers, to be their general manager. He can find a lot of talent, pay him a lot of money, but then these guys always fall apart. Terrion Arnold, Hickey, what did he? He told a story about the Raiders not selecting him because of what now?
Because of a coin flip.
The Raiders had him and Brock on the board, and they flipped the coin to see who they wanted?
That is what Terrion Arnold is claiming.
Who the hell did he tell this to?
The Next Round podcast.
Well, let's take a listen.
They knew that the Raiders, it was a possibility that they took me, and actually the Raiders coach, they called me after the draft. And they were like, you know, we actually had a coin toss between you and Brock Bowers and landed on him. I was like, oh, wow.
Can we be surprised? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter who the Raiders bring in, a general manager, who the Raiders do anything with, as long as Al Davis's son, his name Mark, right? Mark Davis? As long as Mark Davis is running this squad, there's always going to be some goofy stuff happening. Like, is this what Antonio Pierce signed up for? I know he's happy to be a Raider. He's smart enough to know that you're a coach in the league, you don't last as one forever. He's pretty much said that already. Like, is he sitting in a room and OG Anunoby is limping off the court? Hickey, like, what is going on? Is there a ghost?
It's almost laughable at this point just because it's like, how many more players can get hurt? How thin can the Knicks bench get? And they're doing their best to try it. Brunson's back, but now you lose. I mean, hamstring doesn't exactly seem like you can just go to the locker room and come back 5 minutes later.
The Knicks are on a run right now. They're leading 90-81, still plenty of time, about three minutes plus in the third quarter left. And I don't know, the Knicks are going to have to start pulling some of these legends out of the stands. Literally, tonight, Allen Houston, who works for the team in management, Latrell Sprewell, who's an ambassador, he gets paid to show up. Steve Novak, remember the sharpshooter? He's there. Stephon Marbury, Tim Thomas, Bernard King, Amari Stoudemire, John Starks, Gerald Wilkins, and Walt Clyde Frazier. Like, the New York Knicks are going to have to start bringing some of these dudes out onto the court. I mean, in the case of Walt Clyde Frazier, the man got to be like 80-something years old at this point. I don't know. Maybe Latrell Sprewell, he got a couple of baskets left in him. At least Allen Houston can knock down a three. Amari Stoudemire, he might be the closest out there if his knees still work. This is tough. OG Anunoby, you would think it'd be his elbow, but no, it's his, looks like his leg. I don't know if the Knicks are going to be healthy enough to get through this. We'll see. Anyway, speaking of the New York Knicks, I feel like there's a theme here. You know, Hickey, I think it's time. Are you ready? I think we need to go back in time. Let's do it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, this is crazy. Jalen Brunson had to exit the game earlier because of a sore foot. He comes back, and the Knicks just go on this crazy run to take the lead. They lead 94-88 right now this minute. Jalen Brunson has had to carry the Knicks all season long, especially more so with Julius Randle. He's dropping 40 points a game. He's in Michael Jordan territory. Jalen Brunson is playing out of his mind. And it looks like he's inspiring the Knicks. Well, on this day, May 8th, back in 1970, the New York Knicks won their first championship. They only got two championships. The other one was in 1973. In 1970, the Knicks won their first championship. It took them seven games this day against the Los Angeles Lakers. And dare I say, this is one of the most storied moments in NBA history. Because Willis Reed, God rest his soul, he passed away recently. Willis Reed, Hall of Famer, this man tore a muscle in his leg in Game 5. He didn't play in Game 6. The Lakers got back into the series in a Game 7 and figured that we're going to go to Madison Square Garden and we're going to win a championship. Willis Reed walked out onto the court. They shot this man up with pain medication and painkillers. He only had 4 points, but he inspired the New York Knicks to lose their minds and win their first championship. The Knicks won the game 113-99, and you know who they have to thank? His name is Walt Clyde Frazier. Why? Because in this game winner, this Game 7, this New York Knicks legend with the funky outfits, he finished with 36 points and 19 assists. Listen to Walt Clyde Frazier get busy in 1970, Game 7 via the NBA.
Top of the key, loses to Frazier, racing ahead of the field. Frazier made the steal. Frazier out of the backcourt, and Walt looking very cool. Running one-hander, it's good. Stolen by Frazier. Down the lane with the floater, but it's good. West across the midcourt, line, loses to Frazier. Drives ahead of the field, down the lane, layup is good.
Yo, congratulations to Walt Clyde Frazier, a living legend. He's in the garden right now. Maybe they need his help. New York Knicks are running out of warm bodies out there. And boy, oh boy, we have had a busy show. We're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow, Hickey. A lot.
I mean, I hope at this point the Knicks can make it through the playoffs with 5 guys. They may have no bench, but if they can have at least 5 guys, that might be a minor win.
They're going to have to start pulling people from the subway underneath the garden, man.
Can we sign Devin Funchess?
To do what? Play point guard?
And a power forward, maybe center, I know, right? At this point. I mean, they need to play 2 or 3 different positions at the same time.
Yeah, he's looking for a little bit of help out there. Yeah, I want to tell everybody this before we get the hell out of here. Because it's necessary to the show. Where the hell is it? So many messages. Boom. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Listen, when we come back tomorrow, we're going to know what the hell is going on with these New York Knicks. Did they come back? What's the extent of this injury? They just finished the third quarter. The Knicks lead 99-91. Congratulations to Nikola Jokic winning his third NBA MVP, his third in the past 4 years. I'm sure by the time we come back tomorrow, somebody will have done or said something absolutely ridiculous. Thank you to my main man, Carrington Harrison from 610 in Kansas City, for joining us to talk about the Chiefs and their good players like Kelsey and the bad ones like Rasheed Rice. If you missed a minute of the show, including tonight's top 6 list, where we took a look at some of the best international players ever, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Me, you could find me everywhere on the internet. You got Twitter, X, I'm there. You got Facebook, I'm there. You got Instagram, I'm there. I am all over the damn place. I am at JR Sport Brief. Wherever you're at, I hope you're well. Hope you're safe. I hope you're smooth. Be cool, all right? I'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to our super producer, amazing host, Ryan Hickey. Y'all be good.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.